Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. Be sure and like and subscribe to our videos. With me today is Angie O'Pry Blades. She is with the Ouachita Herb Society. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. You've got a big event coming up, and it's the Herb Fair.
That's right, Spring Herb Fair. It's a fair of selling. We sell herbs, garden-relating products. We have vendors, a coffee truck celebrating the growing of herbs. So beautiful in your garden, great to cook with, medicinal uses. So this is our yearly fundraiser.
We're going to talk a little bit in a second about what those funds are used for.
Okay.
But a lot of folks know you. You're retired now, but you were always into nutrition and health. Mm-hmm. And you've been growing herbs a long time.
A long time, yes. I love herbs, and there is a big following for growing herbs, both in the yard and growing in pots. People have apartment gardens of herbs. We've been doing this, our club, since 1994.
The herb fair is something that you've had in the spring and in the fall. Mm-hmm. The spring one coming up.
Uh-huh.
And this year it's going to be at the Ag Center at 704 Cypress Street in West Monroe. What day are you doing the fair?
This is next Saturday, April 11th, Saturday, from 8 to 1. And the Ag Center on Cypress Street is the perfect location. We'll be inside in case the weather, you know, turns with rain. It's great parking, convenient parking on the grounds and across the street. And this is a free event. And, you know, we're really happy to put this on.
You have vendors there that are selling their wares. You're raising some money, too. Before we get into the vendors and what folks are going to see, though, tell me about some of the community projects. You guys have raised money, and then what are you doing with that?
Okay, so we have sponsored some herb education classes during the year. We, through the years, have built herb gardens in different properties in the city. We've placed memorial benches and statues, garden statues. So it's we're present, you know, and we have some exciting things coming up that we're planning. We've done things at the zoo. We've in the city on different boulevards, and there's usually signage, but you just know, if you see an herb garden, we probably did it.
Speaking with Angie O'Pry Blades, the Herb Fair, and it's F-A-I-R-E, because that means you can eat it, right?
Yeah, you can. This is fancy. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have a coffee truck. One of the best things is that we like to do is herb education.
Okay, and I need that because I've got a bunch of herbs right now.
Yeah.
And I just bought some and they're already dead. So I need some educating.
Okay, so we have some speakers. Some of the members of our Herb Society will give talks, and some other people in the community. On the half hour, there'll be little courses like put it in a pot or put it in the ground, how to start seeds, should you buy a plant or should you do a seed, lighting and care for plants. Yeah, once you get the hang of it, herbs are really like flowers almost. You can put them in your landscape and treat it like a flower and you'll do well.
I've got a flat right now, and it, I don't know how many different compartments, but I got a whole bunch of them going. They're about this big right now and almost ready to harden up and bring out into the yard. I'm going to put you on the spot because I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
You're on a desert island. And you only get one herb to go with whatever food you can find on your desert island.
Okay.
What herb do you pick?
Basil is my pick. I brought some basil for you to take home, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, to add. This is a real healthy one, and I'll check with you in a few weeks, and we'll see how it's doing. Number two would be rosemary. Basil is just everybody's fragrant favorite with Italian food. And, we make basil lemonade. You know, it's just a beautiful herb. Rosemary is the other one that everyone loves.
My wife will take those and break them off, put them in the kitchen. You can smell them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty of herbs, the symbolic part. We'll have someone speaking about that. So, yeah,
okay,
I'm all for it.
So you've got something happening with herb education.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a whole bunch of people coming to talk. Every 30 minutes you start another education thing?
Mm-hmm. For about 15 minutes, someone, it's a casual thing, come and go. There'll be chairs to be seated. And, you'll just hear a little subjects. So we are advertising on our Facebook. We will be posting the schedule this coming week because we're still locking that down. We'll have some door prizes, some plants and things to give away. So it's fun. It's free. Bring the kids. You know, a lot of children are interested in herb gardening. It's fun.
This is going to be at the LSU Ag Center, right there, not far from the bridge in downtown West Monroe there, 704 Cypress Street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Herbs, vendors, coffee. Do you have something that fires you up about this particular event, like a one display or one vendor, and you're like, oh, you got to go see so-and-so.
Oh, we have some people that are bringing special herbs. There'll be house plants. We have Sisters Holistics, someone here in town that makes beautiful salves and tinctures and ointments, all local with organic products, organic herbs. That's exciting. We have someone that is bringing beautiful decorated bulbs. It's not all herbs. There'll be some other plant things, but amaryllis wax bulbs, beautiful. There'll be some homemade items to buy made with herbs, like breads and rolls. There'll be some jellies and things. So it's like an old-fashioned, you know, country fair is how it is.
It's 8 till 1 on Saturday the 11th at the Ag Center, LSU Ag Center in West Monroe. Not just herbs. You're going to talk a little bit about gardening as well.
Yeah, generally. Just general garden ideas, too.
I want to ask you a little bit about what got you involved in this group?
Just friends that I knew that, you know, it's that recommended. I just love herbs. I love gardening, but I love herbs the most. And I had a friend that was in it and invited me to speak, actually. And I chose to speak on the medicinal uses of oregano. And so I was a speaker at the one of the meetings, and I just fell in love with the whole concept. Yeah.
It's Angie O'Prior. Blades with us today on Lagniappe, and again, talking herbs. Angie, for folks to find out more about your organization, and to find out more about the fair, what do they need to do?
Oh, gosh. On KEDM's community calendar, there's information there. Ouachita Herb Society Facebook, and then the event calendar on Facebook and the city of Discover Monroe, West Monroe. So it's going to be, you'll see it everywhere. Yeah, and I'd like to, if I could, mention our sponsors that make it possible for some of the things that we do for this. Wound Ostomy Care, Century Next Bank, and Northeast Louisiana Teachers Symposium.
Angie O'Pry Blades with us today on Lagniappe. We need you to like and subscribe to our videos. Be sure and share this and our other videos with your friends. This is Lagniappe.